Now, 2012's summer of sport might have come and gone, but plans for a busy 2013 in Bath, well, that's started already because the city's been chosen to host next year's Special Olympics, Great Britain, an event for thousands of people with learning difficulties from across the country. It's going to be the first time the event has come to the West since it started back in 1968. And joining me now is Chris Hull, who is a volunteer and organiser for Special Olympics GB. Chris, good morning.
Good morning to you, Steve.
I'm sure, and you'll probably forgive me for this, and I'm sure a lot of people are quite like me, they probably haven't heard of Special Olympics GB.
No, and that's why I'm delighted that you've invited us to speak about it today. Special Olympics is actually the third member of the Olympic family behind the Olympic Games and the Paralympics. And obviously we've seen the massive success of both of those in London this summer. And the Special Olympics is purely training and competition and sports for people with intellectual learning disabilities. In this country, we know it largely as learning disabilities. The globally recognised term is intellectual disabilities. But there are 1.2 million people in the UK, 2% of the population, that have an intellectual disability. And what Special Olympics does, it serves over 8,000 registered athletes across 150 clubs across England, Wales and Scotland through 19 regions. And as I say, it provides very important day in, day out, week in, week out, sports training, competition for people with learning disabilities.
Yeah, it's clearly doing a brilliant job, and going since 1968. But I suppose, Chris, that's what the Paralympics did this year, didn't it? I mean, a lot of people paid little or no attention to them until suddenly we saw what was going on in London, and it just changed perception so much.
Yes, it did. And I think that's what Special Olympics does for people with intellectual disabilities. It actually gives them a platform to allow them to demonstrate to the world, demonstrate to everybody what they can do, as opposed to what they can't do. And I'm sure that when Special Olympics brings its 2013 National Summer Games to this fantastic World Heritage City of Bath, it's the ninth in the history of Special Olympics to hold a National Summer Games. I'm sure that all the athletes and their family members, as you rightly said, there's going to be approaching 2,000 athletes with learning disabilities coming to Bath next summer. There's going to be another further 10,000 family, friends and volunteers as well. And whenever I come to Bath, I always get really excited. I get inspired and energised. It's one of the world's greatest cities, in my opinion. I've been fortunate enough to travel to a lot of cities, and I still think that Bath is one of the very, very best. And I'm sure that our Special Olympic athletes will also be energised and inspired by this world-class destination.
Yeah, certainly. And the facilities that are there are absolutely tremendous. In bringing the event to the city next year, what size of event do you think it's going to be, Chris? What's going to be happening in the place?
Well, I'm pretty sure that to say that it's the largest sports disability event in this country, possibly the world, next year in 2013. In terms of sports participation, it's going to be one of the biggest in this country in 2013, that's for sure. And the great thing about Special Olympics is that actually we've got a great message to tell, but as you rightly say, not many people are aware of Special Olympics. They get a little bit confused with the Paralympics, which is largely for athletes with visual and physical disabilities, whereas Special Olympics is all about people with intellectual stroke learning disabilities. And next year, as I say, there are going to be 12 sports taking part at the Sports Training Village at the University of Bath. And we all know what a wonderful facility that is there up at the University of Bath. And it's hosted so many countries and so many athletes from all around the world in the build-up to London 2012 and the Paralympics. We know it's a fabulous destination.
It certainly is, and we will obviously be right there with you throughout in the build-up, because that year's going to go very, very quickly, as we know it did for the Olympics and the Paralympics. Chris, thanks. Sorry. Just hang on the line, because Don Foster is on the line as well, Liberal Democrat MP for Bath and Communities Minister as well. Don, I know you're on to talk about something else, but I'm sure you'd be pleased to shout a big great and well done to Bath for pulling this one in.
Absolutely, and I mean, you know, you've rightly praised the fabulous facilities that we have at Bath University at Sports Training Village. They played a key role in preparing our athletes for the Paralympics. We saw how brilliant that was. And it's a great additional boost to the city. So I welcome very much what's going to happen. But I also hope that just in the same way that the Paralympics gave us a whole new attitude towards people with physical disabilities, I hope very much the Special Olympics will make us change our minds and our views about people with learning difficulties.
Yeah.